All his fucking chair is broken.
That's why I didn't want to sit in that one.
Fucking bitch. Remember my cousin broke this by sitting on it during Christmas? It was so embarrassing. No, like dead ass.
Which cousin?
So bad. My cousin Marcos. I don't even think you've ever met him.
I thought it was your female cousin.
Oh no, that would have been even crazier. Jesus. I wish it was one of my female cousins. That would have made for a way better story. Poor Marcos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the AP3 podcast. I'm joined today by my lovely co-host.
It's your boy, Anthony O'Hara. What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
You guys know, it's your boy, Alex McBuckets. Just talking about our lives for a little bit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
What's like a memory from your childhood that has always stuck with you and you feel like has shaped you into the person that you are right now? If you want, I can share first. I've got two.
I'll go first, actually.
Okay. Fair enough.
So I remember when I was like in the 7th or 8th grade, I had a really mm-hmm. close friend of mine that lived on my block. His name was Gregory Jones. Shout out to you, Gregory. We always used to play soccer.
His name was Gregory Jones.
Yeah, we call it Greg Jones. Right.
The first thing that pops into my head every single time that I hear Jones is like that commercial, Jones Barbecue Foot Massage.
Jones Barbecue Foot Massage. Jones Barbecue Foot Massage.
Do you know that? Do you know that commercial? No. Yo, this fucking guy, bro. This guy lives under a rock, bro.
Maybe I have seen it, but I don't remember.
Anthony's not tapped into the YouTube culture. They didn't let this guy have a laptop till he was like 14.
Yeah, I'm not an iPad baby like some people.
All right, whoa.
All right, back to we always used to play soccer and stuff like that, and then I remember I used to like just mess around with him a lot, and he used to be mad. He's like, yo, this is like some pussy shit. Like, you need to get hit. You should come play football with me. And I'm like, what?
Oh, damn.
And I was like, he's like, yeah, I'm part of the Elmont Cardinals. He's like, yo.
Yeah, you did play for the Elmont Cardinals.
And he was like, yo, come check it out. Let's see if you got it. You're fast, you know, but you're going to need to learn how to take a hit. Yo, tell me how I had the confidence to tell my mom that I wanted to do football. And I did it for one season. Okay. Oh my God. I never got my ass beat so much all the time. You know that, I don't know if you've ever played football like that, but you know that drill?
Totally did.
Where you, like, you're on your back.
Oklahoma
and you have
drill.
The ball,
yeah.
And you just turn around, you have to try to get past the, bro, I used to get my ass handed to me.
You hear me? Go. Get you some. Holy shamoli.
Bro, you're not handed the only one. You're not the only
ain't
one.
Good. Nowhere, and they'd always throw the biggest, our biggest lineman on me. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I get it. I was the running back, but like, yo, I would go to school, and then I would go to practice. I would literally.
Did you play an entire season?
Yeah, I would literally.
Oh, nice.
I would literally just knock out. I wouldn't even need dinner, and I'd wake up dumb early, and then I'd eat a shit ton in the morning.
Damn,
and I really did appreciate that growing up, now realizing it made me tougher. It actually, like, taught me how to take a hit.
Yeah.
Because I've never really been hit like that before.
Damn. Yo,
you know what I mean?
Yours, like, is way better than mine.
Side swiped, you know what I mean? And it made me more also physically active that I was like, oh, I can do that type of stuff now. I can push my body a little bit harder that I never thought I could do. And then when I got to high school, that's when I branched out about trying to be a little bit more active. But I was never really, like, I was always an energetic kid, but in the sense of, like...
Dude, your story was way better than mine.
Bro, I used to get my ass handed to me.
Like, I'm glad that...
Like, if you,
I'm
if
glad
you
that you
I'm
got
little
humbled
now,
as a
bro,
kid.
Imagine me in the
no,
seventh
I,
grade, bro.
I've seen pictures, brother.
Bro, I used to get
I've
my,
seen pictures. This
I,
guy...
I was,
damn.
I was the running back, and then I was also the kicker. Because I could kick the ball.
Fuck, man. Fuck, man.
Got my ass handed to me.
Yeah, I feel bad. I'm not even going to lie.
But yeah,
all the jokes we make about Anthony now, like, damn,
but
bro.
Now I'm with the shits. Yo, put some padding on me. We'll do it right now.
Yeah, Anthony's gotten mossed before. This shit is bad. No,
now I know how to
He's got an arm, though. He's got an arm, though. I'm not going to lie. Sorry. Anthony's got a cannon
after
on
my,
him.
After
a fucking injury? No.
Yo, I don't know.
But
I haven't
no,
tested
did,
it out.
He did have a cannon on him when he played last. I'm not going to lie. My childhood story does not even remotely come close to yours. Like, yo, I've got two that have kind of shaped me as an individual. I'll start off with this one. There's this story that my family tells all the time. I used to be one of those, like, kids who was watching Disney Channel all the time, right? So there's this like episode of Hannah Montana where they're like at the smoothie shop and somebody like leaves a lid open and like the smoothie goes flying everywhere. So I'm sitting in my tia's crib. Shout out to my tia Luda. She lives right across from my my grandparents' crib, which I used to be at all the time. And so I go across the hall and my tio is sleeping on the couch while I'm watching the episode. And my tio at the time has hair. That's important for a later part of the story.
He has hair.
My tio at the time had hair.
At the time. We don't know anymore.
I see that he's sleeping on the couch and I think to myself, light bulb. It's Hannah Montana moment. It's going to be pretty funny for me to reenact right now. Stop it. So I go and I grab, I couldn't grab milk because my tia was in the kitchen and she was cooking. So I grab a Elmhurst glue. And so I unbottle the glue and I pour the entire bottle of glue on top of my uncle while he's sleeping on the couch. Yo. Now I finish the bottle and he did not wake up. So I go to my cousin's room, who is an art major at the time. Shout out to my cousin Robert. And I'm like, hey, Robert, I need to borrow some glue. Do you mind if I... And he's like, oh, I don't really have glue, but you could use the jar that's by the TV. The jar was rubber cement. I don't know if you're familiar with rubber cement, but it's a more intense version of the glue. I go and I grab the rubber cement. I take it. I unscrew the rubber cement, and I am dumping this on top of my uncle while he's asleep.
Bro, are you my the reason why your uncle wakes doesn't
up,
have hair?
My uncle wakes up and goes like this, and then he's immediately like stuck while he's trying to get it off. And I'm sitting there as an eight-year-old, and I'm laughing my ass off on the couch, like really bad.
You're eight?
Like, and I'm laughing, and I'm pointing at him. He gets up from the couch. Mind you, my family is Dominican, so I'll put subtitles in at the bottom. My tío goes to the kitchen. He's like, Luide, mira lo que me hizo el muchacho. Mira lo que me hizo el muchacho. Bro, since then, my tío is bald, and he was missing one eyebrow for, like, at least, like, a year and a half.
Yeah.
Wait. So you're probably wondering, Alex, how did this shape you as an individual or whatever, right? I got reprimanded, but so bad. My cousins are running from the room because they hear my uncle screaming. And my cousins are trying their hardest to not laugh. While I'm sitting there and my tia is like ready to beat my ass. But like beating my ass bad. Like I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, you just bro. You just got her man without hair.
No, it wasn't her man.
Oh, okay.
It was her brother, which is even worse. I think. Bro.
Nah, it would have been worse if it was her man.
I literally was like screaming at my cousins while I'm crying on the floor. And I'm like, but you guys are laughing. I thought it was gonna be funny. And they were like, no. And I learned a very important lesson that day. Sometimes you shouldn't just do shit for the laughs. Sometimes you shouldn't do things for the attention. You should really think things through. And that's always stuck with me still to this day.
Yo, I feel like I run into that a lot in life where it's like, maybe I shouldn't have
just
like
pouring glue on people.
No, like maybe I shouldn't have tried to like make the joke and I should, you know what I mean? Because not everybody takes that shit seriously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, 100%. 100%. But shout out to my tío. When I was younger in JROTC, when we were in Francis Lewis.
Yeah.
Which was very close to St.
John's. I feel like you were in JROTC for like half a year.
No, I was in JROTC for an entire year, full disclosure. My entire freshman year. But then they were like, yo, run it back. And then JROTC was weird because they were trying to get me to like join clubs and shit like that. And I was like, bro, I don't want to hang out with you guys. You guys are mad whack.
Yeah, we try to get you into clubs, but you don't have to join clubs.
No, but it was weird. It was like a weird space. And
it was
then
like culty.
You gotta understand that, like, yo, I don't want to put people's situations on blast or nothing like that. But like,
it was
JROTC got involved into a scandal when I was in school, and it was like you know what? I'm not even gonna put nobody's business out there. Yeah, no, exactly. They cast iron somebody in fucking JROTC. You guys are fucking weird. I'm not even gonna lie. Military dudes.
Why are you
are
saying
weird.
You guys like
because
I was the one
you
that did
were
that
associated
shit.
Raiders. All right?
I already graduated.
Raiders is like this like physical group for those of you that have no idea what we're talking about. But yeah, very culty, very like join a fraternity, and I didn't want to be a part of those bros, if I'm being completely honest.
Where are you going with this one?
So, it was an exercise. I will never forget this because it's like, this is a weird thing for me to remember while I was in high school. Our teacher at the time, who's like a sergeant major, he comes to the classroom and he's like, everybody start unveiling your biggest fears. Just people talking about, oh my God, I'm scared of spiders. Oh my God, I'm scared of heights. Was he? Oh my God, I'm scared of like getting a bad grade. No, deadass. Because there was like a whole nother one about.
Would probably be like,
yo, there's a whole nother story about
being stranded in the woods.
Oh my God, imagine
to fucking pick me up.
Save the bear. Like, if you see me in the forest versus a bear, save the bear.
That guy was a monster.
No, he was an animal, bro. There was another time. Derailing from the story that I'm bringing up right now. We were talking about our favorite colors. Right? And it was a part of this exercise. And he was like, no, your favorite colors has to be one of the four fucking colors. And we were like, what? And he was like, yeah, it needs to be blue, green, red. Because they all, like, symbolize something within the army.
Yeah, there was an assignment that each color meant whack something. You had to choose a color. Whack as
hell.
The most.
No, whack as hell. No. He was saying that it needed to be your favorite color. Because there was, like, a girl in the class that was like, oh, my favorite color is pink. And he was like, that's not one of the answers. That's not acceptable. And he's like basically, like, looked at her like she was a fucking idiot. And I was like, bro, this is too much for this program. Anyways, we're going around the classroom. Again, people are saying these things. It passes on to me.
What's your biggest fear, man?
And I was like,
14-year-old Alex.
I was like, yo, my biggest fear is failure. Yo, the whole class goes dead silent. No, but like dead silent, bro.
Man,
that
was trying
like,
to be woke, yo.
No, I wasn't even trying to be woke. I was answering truthfully. I was like, yo, like I'm scared to like fail my parents and stuff like that. And then the entire class went dead silent. And I was like, and then he looked at me and he was like, that's a stupid answer. Dead to my fucking face as a 14-year-old just goes, that was a stupid answer.
Yo, these army vets are very.
And then he was like, I would have accepted anything else but that. And then I was like, oh, I was like, my bad. I'm like, I'm also scared of birds. And he was like, wow, Alex.
Wow.
Like, that was.
That's 100-0.
Yeah, literally. And then he just panned to the next person. But bro, in that moment, I was just so Anthony, what's your biggest fear now?
Now? Yeah. I mean, well, are we going to say back then? What was my biggest fear?
What was your biggest fear back then, I guess?
I think my biggest fear back then.
Yeah.
My biggest fear back then was being alone. I think back then I sought a lot of validation from people, you know, and I think it carried over.
Ladies at home, if you guys are watching right now, you're currently single, looking for a 5'6" Caucasian male with good stamina. My boy Anthony O'Hara right here.
I don't know if that's like...
He's not trying to die alone.
Yo, my boy Alex is also single too. Hey, yo, no, he's been telling me his DMs have been dry. I don't know why. He dresses nice, ambitious, works, go to school. He's a gentleman.
Damn.
Yo,
oh,
he's
damn.
That dude.
Wait, hold on. I didn't think I built you. Yeah, I didn't think I built you up enough.
You see how
my fault, 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 my fault.
He can't double back anymore.
My fault, my fault, my fault.
I don't even want to hear anymore. No, I don't even want to hear anymore.
Ladies, 5'6", good stamina.
Why you got to lead with my height? Oh,
what do you mean? Why I got to lead with it? What do you mean? What are you going to lead with when they see you?
I'm going to get those fucking insoles.
Great smile. He wants to get that knee surgery done that's going to make him taller. We're advising
I'm not doing that.
He literally sends it to the chat all the time, like, yo, chat, what's the vibes? Do you think this will work? But no, on a serious note, it's great with old people. He's he does occupational therapy. I'll definitely get you right. All the ladies looking
man.
For a massage, you know? And he's a family man.
He
you
said
know?
That because of the text today, right?
Maybe.
you remember that text, right?
I might have said it because of that. Anyways. I think, you know, kind of similar to you, but in a different avenue. I think that my biggest fear, low key, is still kind of the like failure thing. This is like a part of it is still prominent now. I'm still trying my hardest to find like that success within myself. Like, you know, like, I want to be content with some of the stuff that I'm doing now. I'm working on it, you know? It's gradual, but
being sometimes satisfied with your own success and your own progress, not necessarily what other people might make you
might
feel.
Might gauge my progress,
it's
right.
It's how you and your own worth to what you've been doing. I get that.
Yeah, honestly, it's been a challenge, but at the end of the day, it's one of those things that I still, like, I hold myself in a very high regard of the future version of myself. So I'm trying to just live up to those expectations and... No, sometimes I'm there, sometimes I'm not, but at the end of the day, it's like it's a work in progress, and I'm still aiming for that goal.
So 10 years later, you still pretty much have the same fear? Nothing else that really supersedes that?
Nah, because I'm pretty like adventurous in other avenues. I've decided that fear of failure, like I used to try to avoid failure, like you know, so try to avoid it as best as possible. Whereas now I'm embracing of the fact that I'm going through certain failures so that I can learn from it and learn how to navigate accordingly.
That's pretty respectful, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yo, he's single, ladies.
Yo, bro. Jesus. Jesus.
He's like, he's always hitting me up now. I notice that Alex is lonely when he hits me up more because he's not talking to anybody else. You know what I mean?
I'm so glad, actually, that you brought that up. I'm so glad that you brought
Go
that
ahead.
Up.
Do you think?
I think that one of the things that we need to not normalize so much in society is completely ghosting your friends when you're even remotely slightly more interested in a female than you've been in the past. And that brings me to my prime example.
First off,
Anthony will literally ghost our group chats. He doesn't want to do the podcast. He will completely revolve himself.
I'll meet somebody
around a girl that he's
I'll
talking
meet somebody
to.
And I won't talk to him for a week. No. It's like a week later. It's like a week and they're like, oh,
he's no longer in love.
Back. No, not that's not true. That's not true. But like,
what was it, a month last time?
Let me cook. Let me get to know this person.
How long was it last time? Tell the fans at home. 2 months?
Yeah, it was about like 2 months.
God, brother.
Because sometimes it doesn't
work out. In the 2 months, would have been 60 days. Might have seen this man thrice.
Alright, but this one's
thrice.
Alright.
He's a phantom.
At least once
every 20 days.
At least I hit him on the side. I'm being like, yo, like this is going on with me. That's why I've been this distant. Yo, Alex won't tell you naif. He will take that shit. He will take that shit to the grave. You will never know who Alex is really talking to.
He's a phantom.
Ladies. You'll never really know.
Ladies,
You'll never really know.
I'm just keeping it in private. You know what I mean?
I mean, you should.
I come in with like inconspicuous like stories that I'll upload of
also,
like a girl with
if I disappear.
We just fired the person that does that, but now you have been promoted. You are now one of my elite employees.
For like a week or two, I don't see that horrible because we pick up right where we left off. And also, I don't want no outside opinions because there's been times where I started talking to a girl and then Alex goes, bro, she butt ugly. And I'm like, bro, that's not the point. That's not the point. You know, this girl's a vibe. It's not about looks all the time. You know, like, you get what I mean? I know what I mean. That's why you can't just solely just go off of your friend's opinion in the beginning. Maybe after a while you're talking again to know each other, you're already like dating a little bit. Then you can like ask your friend's opinion. But I don't know if I trust your opinion that much.
Yo, bro.
I don't know if I trust your opinion
much. Bro, you're gonna get a text message after this episode, and so am I.
You know?
Right?
It's like if someone was to ask me, be like, yo, if you needed relationship advice right now, who you going to?
Oh. If he says that it's not me right now, I wouldn't be surprised, actually. I wouldn't be surprised. No.
Who would I
give
go
great
to?
Advice. I give great advice.
Yeah, but you're single, so that don't matter.
Oh my God!
I need something in the logbook that shows the time.
You know who you'd go to for the advice?
Yeah, it might be underrated. You might not even think who it is.
Probably your mom.
No, I mean I think I'd get my mom's opinion.
Probably your mom.
No. You know who I'd ask? Shout out, Kevin. Yo, Kevlito.
Yo, shout out Kevin.
Kevlito been holding down for 7 years, bro, and he's really doing it. Bro, he's the man.
Bro, shout out he's to Kevin. He's the man. He's such a cool dude. Bro. Yo, you guys.
Yo, you guys give me hope. You guys
literally give
us hope. You guys give me inspiration.
Give us hope, bro. So,
yo, dogs, keep on working, guys.
Dog owners and, yo, I'm not going to lie. Yo, Kevin's so cool.
Yo,
let's
Kevin's
not,
bad.
Not, bad. I don't want to glaze, but yo, Kevin's so cool, bro. That guy's good at soccer. He's fucking...
He's such a chill anime. Dude, too.
Yo, he is literally the epitome of a chill guy. Calm.
He don't do too much. And that's what you need. I want to learn from him, I swear.
I'm not going to lie. Know? Yeah.
You know?
At the end shout out to Kevin, yeah.
At the end of the day, he got
you
someone...
You go to Kevin for advice?
I would.
But you don't.
I mean, I haven't been in the situation that I needed to, though. That's why.
Like, in your last situation, who'd you go to for advice?
I handled that shit myself.
Mentiroso.
I handled that shit myself. Mentiroso. You know what I mean? I said, I got this. I can handle it. I've been through enough.
No problem, Itachi.
You know?
This week, we're going to take a little bit of a different approach to the podcast, and we're going to allow you guys to see the real us. Some fucking nerds.
Some straight weebs. Like, we've been wanting to talk about this for so long. Yeah. We just never knew how to do it.
Yeah, we didn't know the right way to introduce this.
I think it's just best if we just dive straight in. If you don't know what we're talking about, Alex and I are huge like anime and weeb fans. And lately, we've been just eating pretty well. Yeah. We also have some new animes coming back.
It's been a fucking problem, I'm not going to lie. I know certain people that are like, yo... It literally sounds like you're speaking Japanese when you start talking about anime and nobody else knows what the fuck is going on.
It's gotten to the point where I prefer like anime over real life shows. That's how bad it's gotten.
Yeah.
Like, I will like a real life with actors.
What was the last real life show that you saw?
The Boys.
Oh, okay.
I'm just getting to season 3. I'm catching up right now.
Which is also very fantasized. It has to do with fucking superheroes, if you guys don't know. Shout out to Amazon Prime. But yeah, The Boys is fucking nuts. Yeah. I know.
But on that note, for anime, we're going to get into probably, in my opinion, the greatest new gen anime to date right now.
Okay.
Solo Leveling.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid take.
Just peak the storyline. A story that I've never really seen before. It's such a unique take. There's obviously copies. You know, nothing's completely original.
Yeah, you've been seeing those posts about it, like, similarly being, like, Hunter X.
That's just the last arc because of the ant shit. But, yeah, that's about it. But that show with the animation, with the storyline, and just, like, Song Drippy Woo is probably one of the coolest, the coolest guys.
Yo, he's such a
in all of anime right now.
He's such a cool MC that his name... They literally switched up the middle of his name to Drippy Woo out of nowhere. Like that just became something that was trending, and I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, all right, this is what it is.
Now it's Sung Drippy Woo, because he's just straight aura farming, just waiting until everybody gets fucking destroyed, and then he'll be like, exchange.
Yeah, that last episode
and
was
then
fucking
nuts. Arise. Yo.
Yo.
That is goated.
He's a beast. Honestly, I completely agree that it is one of the better ones coming out right now. Animation, I think phenomenal. The story, again, very different than what we've seen. But they're also trying to tackle on new barriers that have not been present in anime before. Fucking J Balvin. Literally voice acted in the first season as the demon monarch, which is crazy.
Because they're now doing it where they have, obviously they have voice actors for Japanese and English, but now like anime has taken over the world so much that they're doing it now in Spanish. They're getting Spanish actors to do it. And J Balvin doing that?
No, dude, I'm not going to lie. J Balvin.
What a put me on, bro.
J Balvin is one of the like coolest. He's one of the coolest, like, of those, like, Hispanic, like singers and shit. Like, yo, J Balvin's one of the coolest dudes out there. I'm not even gonna lie.
He's been doing it, too. Since 2018.
Oh, no. We're having his own Jordans. Like, J Balvin's just mad cool. I'm not gonna... Shout out to J Balvin. When it comes to, like, personality, J Balvin's, like, one of the cooler ones out there. I'm not gonna lie.
So, actually, real quick on the Solo Leveling, who's your favorite shadow that he has?
His like, damn. Actually, there's
that's
a couple.
Cause he got a couple.
Tank, that tank guy is
OD. The polar bear.
No,
the one
no.
that he killed with us with the alcohol.
Yeah. Facts. Okay, he's got like a hammer. I'll put it down below.
He's like a dude. He's very simple minded, but he just likes to destroy shit.
He reminds me of Angel.
Yeah.
Like he's just a fucking force,
shout
bro.
Shout out Angel.
Yeah, literally shouts out to Angel. But yeah, no, like he's a fucking force. I won't lie.
Nah, to this day, Igris all the way, bro.
Yeah, no, Igris is a demon. That was such a basic answer.
Nah, bro, you can't. That's a right hand man.
That's a right hand man
right there. But let's get into the next topic.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm so fucking hyped to be bringing this up. If you know me, the people that work with me are probably sick and tired of hearing it. Fucking One Piece Peak. Comes back in 2 weeks. Peak. Now, I already know we're not going to be those podcasts that are going to try to sell you on an anime of 1,000 episodes. I'm going to be honest. If you're over here listening to the pod right now and you're like thinking, oh my God, these guys are going to talk about One Piece, 1,000 episodes. This isn't even for you. No. This conversation is not for you guys.
You might not want to be like that, but I have no problem putting anyone on One Piece.
Yeah, of course. Go ahead. I'll give you the platform.
Piece of fiction of modern times. Just as good as Star Wars. If it's 1,000 episodes, it has to be good. It has to be. It's one of the best writing that I've ever seen in my entire life.
I'm
going
to go as far as to say, you guys wouldn't even know this stat. I'm going to include the screenshot down below. Oda's literally selling an anime. Oda is the creator of One Piece. He's selling a manga right now, and the number of sales is on par with William fucking Shakespeare. Shakespeare, dog. When the fuck was the last time Shakespeare came out with anything fucking original? Fucking the 1700s?
I mean, they've been around for so long.
Jesus fucking Christ, bro.
The statistic is that out of all books that have ever been sold or whatever, like...
Ever. Pieces of literature.
The only manga in the top 10 is Oda's, and he's number 7. All time in... Like,
in any piece of literature that's come out...
It doesn't make any sense.
They've
only been around for 25 years. And they're already number 7. Beating out J.K. Rowling. Even though not many people fuck with J.K. Rowling.
Why nobody fuck with J.K. Rowling?
Because I think it was like a transphobic thing way back.
Quick to get you canceled in today's day and age. Yeah. I'm not going
to
lie.
No, but to
Wizards
be 20,
cannot save you from that. I'm just being dead ass.
But to be 25 years deep and to show that much sale, like, it has to be
good. Do you fuck with Harry Potter?
Yeah, I fuck with Harry Potter.
Like, are you, like, do you know the Harry Potter, like, lore?
Yeah, I definitely watched the movies first and then got into the books.
Mm-hmm.
And, like...
You can be honest that you didn't read them.
I didn't read all of them.
It's okay. We don't gotta sit here and lie to the fans at home.
The Goblet of Fire was the only one I read.
Yo, me too. That's the only one that I know. Because that was my favorite
movie.
If you told me
to
name one,
that'd be the only one that I know. That was my favorite
movie. I like Star Wars, though. Star Wars is gas.
Yeah. But I think One Piece is just as good at that. And yeah, they're coming back, and it's not long enough. It's really not. Yeah. And then there's so much, like, answers to be, like, answered once we get there.
There are so many questions that still need answering.
We got our giants
from
Little Garden that we
coming
met.
Coming back to Elbaf.
After 1,000 chapters, they are finally coming back. Yeah. If you didn't think foreshadowing was a thing in One Piece, you're greatly mistaken.
Yeah, I'm really sorry for those of you at home who are watching One Piece right now. Chances are I would probably tune out to this part of the pod because spoilers up ahead. So I'm just spoiler warning right now. You can skip a couple minutes in front. Not going to lie. Saul coming back at Elbaf is insane.
Bro.
That's insane. And he's been holding onto those books the whole time, bro.
The whole time. When he gets to see Robin again, it's going to be an emotional time. I might actually cry.
Crazy.
I say it all the time. My favorite scene in One Piece is that scene with Robin on Enies Lobby where she's screaming like,
I want to live.
Like, yo, people that don't even know One Piece see that edit and they're like, holy shit, that's amazing.
I think it also tackles on like that specific scene brings up like issues that people deal with mental health that are going on. Like, that's very heavy on talking about like suicide. She literally goes and like casts herself to be like literally die at the hands of the world government.
She isolated herself.
And Luffy
herself.
Is just like, yo, bro, I need to hear from you right now that you actually do have a desire to live. Because if this is really how you feel, gang, if this is really your wish,
then we'll leave.
Then we'll leave right now.
No, but like, you rock it, out. It wasn't even that, because she did want to leave. It's just she did want to live. It was just that, like, she isolated herself from the world. She was a hindrance. But then once she was able to see that, like Luffy's really like him, and he really, like, he can overcome any challenge, like, facts, that he wants, That's all she needed.
Shouts out to the God of Liberation, not gonna lie.
There you go.
Get in tune. If you don't know about One Piece, deadass, get in tune. All right, this also brings up the next point that I wanted to discuss.
Okay.
Us talking about the big fucking three.
Okay.
The big
Naruto, motherfucking three. One Piece, and Bleach. Those are the, for people that don't know, they came out all around the same time and were pulling up great numbers, and they basically were the succession to DBZ and all their success.
Okay. I have the argument, and look, for the people at home that are wondering, I've got a Naruto tat right here. So to show my loyalty to Naruto,
so do I.
We're rocking with Naruto very heavy. I personally have to say that if I'm going to associate Boruto with Naruto, that for right now, my rankings for the big three have shifted, and I will personally put Bleach in front of Naruto, with the Thousand Year Blood War arc superseding anything that has ever happened in Boruto up until this point. And y'all can fight me in the comments. I do not care. I'm sticking to that right now.
I have a hidden love for Naruto because it was like pretty much the first anime that I really
got into.
And it's been my number one this whole time. I still throw it at my number one. One Piece is so close at number two. One Piece is still going, so that's why I gotta feel it out. I don't know how it's gonna end. You know what I mean? If I get pissed off at the One Piece ending, that might change everything. So I still have it at number two, but it could most definitely be one. Bleach is great, but it's not. It's not. You can count Boruto, but Shippuden and Naruto hold so much weight, and it has so much life lessons. I also think the choreography is way better. The animation in Bleach,
The animation in Bleach is top tier
because it's more modern.
Side characters too. I give you that. Naruto.
But in the sense of choreography, you're not gonna find a fight like Kakashi versus Obito in Bleach.
If we're putting MC versus MC, I agree. If we're putting MC versus MC. Ichigo has so much more aura than Naruto.
Nah, he has more aura than Luffy too. If they were
No. Luffy's been liberating fucking islands left, right, and center.
You're bugging.
Ichigo's not moving like that.
I think Ichigo got way more.
You're just saying that because Luffy's a fun guy. That's the problem.
Aura's like calm, cool, and collected. You seen Ichigo Luffy's pull up
fun guy,
on Aizen, bro? That was cold, bro.
Luffy going Gear 2 versus Rob Lucci, early.
He was bending over. No, I'm kidding.
Chill.
I don't know. If I had to say if they all 1v1, like...
If I could re-rank, not necessarily if they could go 1v1, right? But I, in my personal opinion, if I could re-rank, I once had Naruto on my number one. I now have Luffy on my number one, and it's not even close. Like, the mountain, there's a mountain in between. I do have Naruto still at number two, and I will put Bleach at number three. But again, if we're including what's going on in Boruto right now, you got me. You completely
look at the hiatus. Naruto has put out so many episodes. They gave us so much in Naruto and Naruto Shippuden. Mm. Bleach doesn't even come close even with Thousand Year Blood War arc, that's not even half of the amount of episodes in totality of Naruto and Naruto Shippuden.
All right, fair. I'll give it to you.
That's just me, though.
All right, our last anime take, so then we can get into the stuff that you guys really, really, really like, want to listen to and want to know about. Aunt, sell me on JoJo.
JoJo? Oh, my God.
No, but, like, really take the time right now and then sell me on JoJo.
A little bit of backstory. I've heard about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure for a very long time, and yes, I've always put it off.
Yes.
Okay? But eventually, you know, you watch enough anime, and then you start running out of shit.
Okay, I'm going to be very honest. From what I've seen, it just looks like a bunch of gay vampires. No. And I'm not afraid to say that.
No, you don't know nothing about... Did you even watch an episode? I don't even want to hear it. Okay, so the first episode... So the first season, it's broken up into two parts. The first part is kind of weird. It does have to do with vampires, but it gives the whole premise of the show. And the main character is very, like, formal and, like, snooty in a way.
I thought he was flamboyant.
Whatever. You know, all right, what I mean? That's how
I'm not trying to get back canceled. I get it.
Basically, ever since something happened in that first season, that the rest of the bloodline for the Joestar family, I guess, mm-hmm. like they got affected and they all had this like amazing power or were just drawn to each other.
It's that Gamon.
Okay, yeah. So everybody's power is kind of like.
It's like a lineage thing? Is it like All Might?
No, but everybody's power is very individual to themselves, so it's kind of like Hunter x Hunter in that sense.
Okay,
got but me. you don't want people to know your power because it's kind of like Bankai's in Bleach. You don't want them to see your trump card so they can find a way to defeat you.
Okay.
But the
does everybody have their own like skill set though? Like everybody's got their own like move set that's different from one another.
100%.
Okay.
But the whole premise of what I think that I really like about JoJo is that it's very similar in a life sense where in life they'll throw you a problem and it will be a problem that just seemed unsolvable.
Okay.
But they are constantly willing to find a solution. And even though, like, they're defying the odds, every episode is a problem that needs to be solved.
Okay.
And that's what they're aiming towards. They're just one step at a time. They obviously have a big goal, but they really focus on the little details in between episodes that do the distance and then also build camaraderie between the groups.
Ah, you see? Throwback to the last pod. He almost fucked that word up.
Camaraderie.
Because I fucked it up last time. It's all good. Okay, I'm sold. JoJo does sound pretty solid.
And the animation's amazing. Super colorful. Very beautiful. It's something that you could just put on in the background and just listen to. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice.
Okay. I can respect that. All right. This is the last thing that we're going to wrap things up at because we've been dragging things on. And this has been a little bit all over the place, but... Honestly, this has been a very true podcast to how me and Anthony work. So
it's just me and you, it's like it's just a flowing. It kind of does ramble a lot.
Yeah.
But it's just how a normal conversation between the two of us goes.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah. So I really want to talk about this because this is actually a great transition from Kevin. And you know, soccer being associated with the two, we go to SoFi with Kevin. We play soccer on the weekends. You guys can see some of our highlights on the story.
Are you trying to bring up the Young Prince?
I am. That's crazy that you're bringing him up like that. But so I just want to give a little bit of a backstory a little bit. When I got into soccer, shout out to my boy Chris Rojas when we were in middle school, he was a Madrista. Really? So by association.
Right.
I would be a fan of Real when we would go over. I'm like, yo, I like Ronaldo's play. I like Benzema's play. I like Bale's play. So I used to come over.
You got a whole squad over there.
No, my little brother calls them BBC. I don't know why.
DBZ? Bale,
no, BBC. Like Bale, Benzema, Cristiano.
That's weird.
That was really weird. But that's what he calls them. My little brother's also 12, full disclosure. But yeah, so he calls them BBC. And they're, again, the Madrista Big Three. And for a long period of time, I was like, yo, these guys are, like, I'm a Real fan. This is what I stand with them. And Lil Bro's a Real fan because he's Ronaldo's his favorite player.
It's so easy to bandwagon on Real, bro.
It was easy.
It's so easy, bro.
Now, saying that, and not for his play at Barca, I have gone on record and told you guys, Neymar playing for Brazil was my favorite player growing up.
He's so amazing to watch.
2014, like when they were in the World Cup, that was my shit.
That was never crowned. If without injuries, he could have won a World
Cup. I did not know that Barca had their own big three, because again, I wasn't that into soccer. And I've seen the highlights of Neymar, Messi, Suarez, NMS.
Now they got Lewandowski, whatever. Who's like a veteran that like really is the head of that snake. Then you got Rafinha, that Brazilian superstar.
And then wait. Before you bring him up.
Ballon d'Or candidate. And then the young prince.
There's this fucking kid in Barcelona right now.
This phenom. 17 years old.
I'm not even a soccer fan.
Bro. I'm such a fan of this kid. He's inspiring.
Talk about him, Anthony. Talk about
Lamine Yamal. At the age of 17, already winning a Euro for Spain.
The Luka Doncic
to play
of
minutes,
soccer.
Not just to be on the bench, to play minutes, to score.
This kid's a beast.
To beat France. impeccable. What he's doing in Barcelona is unheard of. I haven't seen someone so young show all these crazy skills. I mean, we've seen people like Messi and Ronaldo do it really young. But to do
Neymar
it...
Neymar too.
And Neymar too. But that... What really gets him over the hump is that IQ he has. IQ sets him up for everything he does on the field and everything that he trains for. Not only is he left-footed, but he can shoot from the right. His dribbling's amazing. His pace is great. But he's just so smart.
And this guy just fucking send me clips of this kid, and he's
directing plays.
He's a fucking beast.
He at the age of 7, I remember when I was 17, I can't imagine that, bro.
I want to talk about the fact that he's kind of like sparked something in you.
He makes me want to play soccer more. I swear. Like, it makes me want to, I hit the chat, we got to play. Like, Anthony, I want to play.
Anthony sent a paragraph the other day.
Bro.
And he goes and he says something like, this 17-year-old kid that plays in Barcelona right now is inspiring, bro.
He is.
He makes me want to be a better man.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what?
You gotta drag it a little
bit. Like, what? But no, dead ass. He's like, yo, this kid makes me want to, surpass my limits.
Yo.
Because how can a kid at 17 be doing all of this?
Representing your country, Spain, and then also representing Barcelona with all its rich history and supporting them. Now Barcelona is like the best squad in La Liga right now.
Damn, that's a hot
take. With Rafinha. Rafinha is an amazing... He's having a Ballon d'Or season right now. And it's just starting.
Rafinha sucked. Weren't we saying that the other day?
No.
They almost got rid of him?
No, well, it was way back when he was really young where he wasn't playing
like
too
well.
Like,
he was ass.
I mean, he wasn't ass.
When he was with Neymar and them.
No, it's just... He just wasn't able to flourish. And then when he did have his moments, he wasn't able to shine. You know, missed a couple shots. But he's now becoming a seasoned veteran in his own
life. I remember when we used to play FIFA. Shout out to my boy Chris once again. And shout out to Josh. They're probably going to be watching the pod. We were always looking to get rid of that motherfucker.
Rafinha?
Yeah.
Rafinha's a dog, bro.
Like, because then he had, like, some crazy trade value. Like, we would get rid of Rafinha, and then it's like, Rafinha's because potential was stupid on FIFA.
Rafinha's potential
is we're going to get into video games another day, because that's we got a whole other lore that can go through with that.
But I think everybody should check out Lamine a little bit, and just do a little bit of research on him.
What's his number on Real?
He's 19. The same number that Messi had when he first came in.
Damn.
Yeah.
Y'all go check out Lamine Yamal.
He's really doing it. And then also the history of Lamine. Like, Lamine, his parents are Moroccan. And then they travel to Spain.
Damn. Got it. He's got like an immigrant story.
Yeah. And then there's this picture of Lamine as a baby, of Messi holding him. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Nah, that's mad.
But it's literally Lamine as a baby. And he's holding him. And, you know, some people, when it came out, was just like, oh, Messi bless Lamine. That's why he's so good now.
Damn.
But then his father came out. His father came out with some fucking aura. He's like, are you sure that Lamine didn't just bless Messi? And I'm like, yo.
Oh!
That's wild.
Shots fired. Fucking, that's a LeVar ball right
that's
there.
A, that's
a LeVar that's a ball right move there. Right there. Yo. I'm not even going to lie. Yo. Ladies and gentlemen, we really appreciate you guys coming through and checking out the pod. We know this was a little bit sporadic this week, and we're promised to get shit back on track next week, or maybe we're just going to keep going like this.
Keep doing us. I feel like you guys fuck with this. This is like solid vibe.
This is so real. This is like very, very real of us, and we're trying to get a community that's comfortable with us being real.
You want to know what's also mad real? After this, we're going to go out, drink, and talk to nobody.
Yeah. just shoot pool.
We're just going to shoot pool and mind our own business.
Yeah.
Literally. This is what the boys do on a Friday night.
And watch fucking college basketball.
Maybe at the end of the night, we catch an anime episode.
Oh my God. I've been loving that at the end of our nights.
We've been doing that.
Literally. We've been doing that.
All right, guys. It's been a great podcast.
Facts.
We love you guys.
Where can they find you at, Anthony?
Anthony O'Hara 17 on all platforms. Make sure to check us out. Also, hit us with the comments. We really appreciate your feedback. I've been seeing some more comments on that.
Yep.
Like, you can also DM us and hit us personally.
Absolutely.
And if you have any ideas on what you guys want us to talk about, or what you think you like us talking about, just let us know. We're here for the ride.
Yeah. In the next episode, we're gonna get into Anthony's affinity for goth girls and how I started off with a. Like Nickelodeon.
But tonight will be the night I will fall for you over and again.
I will fall for you over again. Tonight will be the night that I will fall for you over again. Don't make me change my mind.
Yes, that was fucking great. So good. So good.
Yeah, we kill karaoke.
So, yeah.
But honestly, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on all platforms at Alex Dominic Buckets. Like an iteration of that. So sometimes I'm just Alex _ McBuckets. Or, yeah, I'm on TikTok.
You'll see us in the link in the bio.
You guys could go ahead and check in with us all the time. Whoop, whoop. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you guys coming through again. And we'll see you on the next episode of the AP3 Pod.
Peace.
Peace out.